The initiative is called PAYGO New York. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine says it harkens back to a philosophy of pay as you go. Hine is also president of the New York State County Executives Association.
PAYGO New York is no different than what responsible families do all across the entire state. They sit at the kitchen table and they identify where the money's going to come from before they spend it. It's not supposed to be a novel idea, but in addition to that, what we're looking to do is go around the state identifying some of the best and innovative ideas to make sure that counties, towns, cities, and school districts can really make real progress here.
Hine kicked off PAYGO New York in Albany Tuesday and will next head to Long Island.
I'll be going to Nassau County next, and then I'll be working my way into multiple regions around the state before we ultimately produce a report in the fall that will not only include all the best practices that we've been talking about, but will also include, in all likelihood, some comprehensive legislation designed to ensure no additional unfunded or underfunded mandates, and also ones that eliminate some of the bureaucratic hurdles standing between some exciting innovations that are out there.
The aim is to find out how municipalities are staying within the state's 2% property tax cap and paying for unfunded mandates while retaining essential programs and services. And while Hine says he looks forward to learning about innovations elsewhere in the state, he points to one of his own.
We want to identify those limiting factors, those hurdles that are happening from a bureaucratic perspective in Albany, whether they be rules, regulations, or legislation, and put together a package of solutions to move things out of the way of other innovative ideas that are out there but for rules and regulations. A good example of which is schools oftentimes have a very difficult time working with towns and counties because of some of the rules and regulations. We've experienced that ourselves as we move through the STRIVE project that's been overwhelmingly successful.
STRIVE stands for Strategic Taxpayer Relief through Innovative Visions in Education and is the county executive's initiative to transfer Sophie Finn Elementary School to SUNY Ulster for redevelopment as a community college satellite campus adjacent to Kingston High School. Director of Governmental Relations at the New York State School Boards Association, David Little, says PAYGO is a worthwhile endeavor.
I think everyone recognizes that there's a new fiscal reality that we can't afford to do the same things we've always done in the same old ways with stagnant revenue at best going forward. And so we need to work smarter. And one of the ways we need to work smarter is to identify these ways that we can collaborate, that we can share resources.
And he gives an example of collaboration facilitated by removing a regulatory barrier.
You know, if a school district, let's say in the Adirondacks, needed to buy 15 desks, they'd end up buying them at retail because the order was so small that you'd pay full price for those 15 desks. Now under cooperative purchasing, they can piggyback off of Los Angeles, which may be buying 5,000 desks.
He refers to a cooperative purchasing statute passed last year in New York, but held up because of a technical amendment currently before the state legislature. Cooperative purchasing would allow municipalities to purchase goods and services on the internet and from other states, and Little points out the technical amendment would allow best value to come into play in addition to the lowest bid when granting contracts and services. He says PAYGO will look for other ways like this to break down barriers.
There's no reason why the town and the village and the state should be all plowing the same roads whenever it snows. You know, there's no reason why the town should be out with asphalt equipment going right by the school if the school at the same time needs their driveway done and having them do things separately. The taxpayers simply can't afford duplicative services anymore.
Just last week, a newly formed coalition of Westchester citizens, school officials, business representatives, and elected officials launched a Stop Taking Our Power campaign. Republican Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino says the time has come to put pressure on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, and the state legislature to pass meaningful mandate relief. The coalition started a Stop Albany petition to bring an end to what they call mandate madness, a petition being promoted through social media. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.